first, a string quartet by Jennifer Higdon. She was born in 1962 in Brooklyn, New York, but grew up in the mountains of East Tennessee. After receiving a degree in flute from Bowling Green State University and an artist diploma from the Curtis Institute of Music, she earned her master's and PhD from the University of Pennsylvania in composition. Her composition teachers included George Crumb and Ned Roram. She now lives in Philadelphia and is on the faculty of the Curtis Institute of Music. She performs on the flute and conducts, in addition to composing. She is the recipient of awards including the Pew Fellowship, a Guggenheim Fellowship, and two awards from the American Academy of Arts and Letters. Her works are recorded on 24 discs. Some of her commissions include works for the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Atlanta Symphony, the Brooklyn Philharmonic, the Pittsburgh Symphony, the Baltimore Symphony, the National Symphony Orchestra, St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, Eighth Blackbird, the Cypress String Quartet, the Ying Quartet, and American Guild of Organists, the Verdaere Trio, and the Chicago Symphony at Ravinia. The string quartet we'll hear is called Voices. I'll read you the composer's notes about the piece. Voices is the telling of three different images. The first image, Blitz, carries a tremendous amount of relentless, frenzied energy. It describes a high level of intensity, always on the verge of explosion. The second image, Soft and Lacing, carries a much more vague meaning and is a calming contrast from the first movement. It may be very much like a walk through the house in the middle of the night. While the floor feels solid underfoot, the rest of the world, to the eyes and ears, seems to be moving shadows. It may also be a gentle hug or a warm emotional embrace of a loved one. Again, its image is not meant to be clear-cut and depends upon the listener's viewing. The final movement, Grace, is the calmest and carries the greatest possible number of meanings. The giving of thanks at a meal, the grace seen in behavior or in a personality, grace in one's movement, the bestowing of oneself unto others, the quiet presence that exists in a being's soul. The telling of these images is from manic and frenzied to calm and quiet, from specific to vague, and from dark to light. Voices was commissioned by the Philadelphia Chamber Music Society. Let's hear it now. Performed by the Cypress String Quartet, Cecily Ward and Tom Stone violins, Ethan Filner viola, and Jennifer Klutzel cello.